are now 434 confirmed deaths and 8 still missing from the capsizing of the Eastern Star on the Yangtze River. Local authorities say the cruise ship will be moved from the site to allow divers to search further. Meantime, DNA identification of the victims is expected to be completed soon, and CRI's Huang Shan reports.
Transportation authorities say the ship will be moved when weather and water conditions are appropriate. This will allow divers to do a more thorough search of the site where the capsized cruise ship came to a rest. Meanwhile, the search operation has been extended 1,300 kilometers down the Yangtze River from where the accident occurred. Forensic analysis to identify each body also continues. Experts have completed DNA collection and examination for all the recovered victims and collected blood samples from more than 430 relatives. Families of the victims have rushed to the morgue to help with the identification. Lin Jianxiong, an associate counsel of the Evidence Identification Center under China's Ministry of Public Security, says there are alternative ways to conduct DNA matching when the victim's immediate relatives are not available.
We have an important alternative measure. We'll go to the residences of the victims to collect their daily necessities so as to match their own DNA with the DNA samples from their bodies. These matching results are also very reliable.
At the moment, 145 specialized medical staff have been divided into 21 groups and are working around the clock to collect and match the DNA of the victims. Following the matching process, the DNA testing results and personal belongings of the victims will be passed to their relatives. Meanwhile, insurance companies have opened a green channel to speed up claims involving victims of the Eastern Star shipwreck. Huang Hong, deputy chairman of the China Insurance Regulatory Commission, says insurance companies have been asked to simplify the claims procedures.
According to the previous procedure, the insured first needs to supply a death certificate or a certificate of permanent residence deregistration. This time, we have asked all insurance companies to ignore this procedure for the victims. They will only need to supply the certificate from the government before receiving claim settlements.
The Eastern Star, with 456 passengers on board, capsized on Monday last week during a storm. Investigators have not yet reached a conclusion with regard to the cause of the disaster, while Chinese authorities have pledged transparency in an ongoing probe. For CRI, I'm Huang Shan.